Alice looked round eagerly and found that it was the Red Queen. "She's grown a good deal," was her first remark. She had indeed. When Alice first found her in the ashes, she had been only 3 inches high, and here she was, half a head taller than Alice herself.
"It's the fresh air that does it," said the Rose. "Wonderfully fine air it is out here."
"I think I'll go and meet her," said Alice, for though the flowers were very interesting, she felt that it would be far grander to have a talk with a real queen.
"You can't possibly do that," said the Rose. "I should advise you to walk the other way."
This sounded nonsense to Alice, so she said nothing, but set off at once towards the Red Queen. To her surprise, she lost sight of her in a moment, and found herself walking in at the front door again. A little provoked, she drew back, and after looking everywhere for the Queen, whom she spied out at last a long way off, she thought she would try the plan this time of walking in the opposite direction. It succeeded beautifully. She had not been walking a minute before she found herself face to face with the Red Queen.
"Where do you come from?" said the Red Queen. "And where are you going? Look up, speak nicely, and don't twiddle your fingers all the time."
Alice attended to all these directions and explained as well as she could that she had lost her way.
"I don't know what you mean by your way," said the Queen. "All the ways about here belong to me. But why did you come out here at all?"
she added in a kinder tone.
"Curtsy while you're thinking what to say, it saves time.